And as we continue here on KBRB with our preseason interviews with the coaches from around the area, today we are joined by Sandy Miller. She is the volleyball coach for the Stuart Lady Broncos. And Sandy, looks like the year's already upon us. You've had a jamboree game, and I tell you what, you're one of the lucky ones around our area. You bring back everybody from last year.
Yes, I do. I have 20 girls out, and they're all back, and I added 8 freshman girls to that group of kids, so pretty excited. We have some really good kids back and pretty competitive practices. So,
well, let's talk about your system here. If you run a one or two setter system, but you do bring back Sydney Esto, who was a pretty integral part in the last few seasons, or last year in, will be this season for you.
Yeah, she's going to be back, and we're actually running a 6-2, a little more than what we did last year, and we're moving her to a hitter, and we're bringing a lot of experience back with our hitting. We were pretty young last year, and we used a lot of just our middles, and this year is going to be kind of a little more exciting for us because I think we got a lot of other hitters on our team that I think could really help them out.
Well, as I just mentioned, Sydney, she is a very versatile player, so kind of going from a setter to a hitter. And so let's talk a little bit about your setters and your two-setter system. Who do you have this year?
Well, it will be Sid. She will, Sydney will run the setter in the back row and hit from the front row. And then Taya Schmatter is our other setter, and she brings back a lot of experience, too. She's done back row, libero. She did a little setting with us last year, a couple rotations. And so it's nice. They're good leaders on the floor for us.
Well, let's talk about your hitters now that you bring back also.
Okay. My two middles, Lexi Schroeder and Cadence, they were my two middles last year. And they had a good summer. Lexi was hurt with a shoulder, but she kind of came back at the very end. And we're working hard with those guys. Sid and Lacey will play our outsides, and Lacey was just a freshman last year, and she's made some major improvements for us this year. And then we're going to add Sarah Wallinger to the right side, and a little more height on that side. And so kind of exciting to have all of our hitters back for this coming year.
And one thing that really makes this team gel, or hopefully will gel, is they've been playing the sport of volleyball. In fact, a lot of sports together from such a young age, and maybe helping them kind of as a team focus a little bit more on their goals.
Definitely. They have been playing a lot together. We played some club. And the fun thing is I have a lot of kids that play, and we were able to like split our teams up for club and for the summer. And so a lot of kids got a lot of experience and had a lot of opportunity or chances for seeing the ball or doing a lot of passing or setting, whatever position they played. But we just need our leadership to step up, and I really think we could have a good season.
How about any team goals, captain goals that they talk to the team about that you have for this year?
Not a whole lot. We kind of take one practice at a time or one game at a time. We'll probably get some after we get going here. We'll have a lot of team goals, but really haven't gotten that far yet. But I know they have a lot of goals in their mind that they'd like to reach this year, but we just kind of keeping that on the back burner right now.
Oh, that's pretty good. Take it one game at a time. That's how you have to take it, no matter what your goals are.
Yeah, I just hope that we stay healthy. That's the main thing in this. You know, COVID hit us big time last year, and I just don't want to have to deal again with that this year.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. We'll see you on the court sometime soon. Coach Miller, thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you for covering us.